With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Women and girls in Indian Country go missing and are involved in homicides at a far greater rate than any other demographic of people in Montana. That's according to testimony today in the Legislative State Tribal Relations Committee, which is studying the issue. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Anita Lucchesi, a doctoral student at Lethbridge University in the Canadian province of Alberta, told Montana lawmakers today Native women live in a system that values them less than other people.
Very high rates of criminalization, mental health issues and lack of resources, very high rates of trauma. All of those things kind of create a perfect storm where rates of violence are very high, not just because people are more likely to be violent, but because Native women are valued less, and there's less ramifications for it.
Native Americans make up around 7% of the population in Montana. But according to data from Montana's Native American Domestic Violence Fatality Review Commission, which was created by the 2003 legislature, Native people of Montana are involved in 16% of all intimate partner homicides in the state. Lucchesi says the data are even more disproportionate when looking at missing person reports.
Native women are 30% of missing persons in the state, and Native girls, so under 18, are 40% of the state's missing children.
Lucchesi says local law enforcement and government data on this issue are often poorly managed and at times hard for the public or researchers to access. And this, she says, can make it hard to know what kind of policies could help this situation. At the next meeting in May, the State Tribal Relations Committee will consider sending a letter of support for a bill in Congress known as Savannah's Act, which would require the U.S. Attorney General to increase collection and availability of data related to missing and murdered Indian women. The committee will also consider sending a letter of support to Republican Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota for his proposed Survive Act. That bill would create around $75 million a year in grant programs within the U.S. Department of Justice to fund tribal programs for crime victims. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Glacier County officials have vacated a county office in Browning following a dispute over a new lease agreement on the space. The Great Falls Tribune reports Browning residents now have to make the 35-mile trip to Cutbank to access county services like registering cars and paying taxes. A county commissioner says negotiations on the lease with Blackfeet Nation officials failed, but they hope to reach a resolution. Beaverhead County has agreed to upgrade a small community drinking water system after securing $588,000 in grants. The proposed agreement between the county and the U.S. Department of Justice was filed Wednesday with a lawsuit that accused the Jackson drinking water system of multiple violations. Federal environmental officials found that the groundwater system exceeded acceptable levels of arsenic and radioactive contaminants, and that the Water and Sewer District failed to monitor for contamination and file required disclosures. Montana's Department of Environmental Quality has opened a one-month public comment period on the proposed expansion of the Rosebud coal mine near Colstrip. DEQ is preparing an environmental impact statement on the proposal by Western Energy Company to expand mine operations by more than 6,000 acres, which would extend the life of the mine until 2047. The agency has scheduled an open house in Colstrip on the proposed mine expansion on April 11th. It'll present information and take public testimony at that time. DEQ will accept public comments on the proposal until April 30th via mail and email. I'm Eric Whitney.